This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المصطفى المجتبى. This was meant to be the Sheikh's slot, the Fajr reflections, ولكن he insisted last night that we share some few words inshallah ta'ala. In the first raka'ah, brothers and sisters, we spoke a little bit while we read some of the verses in Surah At-Tawbah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made mention of Masjid Al-Dirar, a masjid that was established in order to disunite and cause friction within the ranks of the Muslims. This project or this plot was spearheaded by an individual called Abu Amir. Abu Amir al-Rahib, also known as Abu Amir al-Munafiq or al-Fasiq, who became a Christian in Jahiliyyah. But when the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Al-Medina, he realized, well, he saw that which he was calling the people to was falling on deaf ears, and the people were becoming more inclined to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his da'wah. He decided to run away and then instructed for a masjid to be built. And he said to his companions upon hypocrisy and shirk that he's going to go to Qaisar, he's going to ready an army, and then this army will head towards Al-Madinah and destroy Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. So he was watching over this project of this masjid being built in order to split the ranks of the Muslims, as Allah Azza wa Jalla, he mentioned, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّخَذُوا مَسْجِدًا ضِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارَبَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. It was there to disunite, to cause disharmony, to cause friction between the Muslims. My topic, brothers and sisters, isn't necessarily pertaining to this. Yesterday, I gave a lecture in Halifax. It was some of the characteristics and traits of a high-value man. A term that is being thrown around by a lot of youngsters today, simply because of what they have consumed from the internet. You have individuals who are coming out speaking to us about how to become real men. This is a reaction to the feminist movement, who have had a stronghold on the community and likewise the World Wide Web for a very, very long time. And as Ibn al-Qayyim rahmatullahi alayhi mentioned, right, فَإِذَا ضَعُفَتِ السُّنَّةِ قَوِيَةِ الْبِدْعَةِ. When the sunnah becomes weak, the innovations will start becoming strong. What is the context of what I'm trying to say here? Speaking about that which was the truth became very, very weak, of how to actually be men. There's even a statement, I believe it was Shaykh al-Albani rahmatullahi alayhi, who said, when the ghayra, the protective jealousy, died within men, modesty died within women. Right? I'll say that again. When the protective jealousy, the ghayra, died in men, the modesty died within women. Right? So when holding on to the sunnah, holding on to that which is correct, holding on to that which is in the Quran, diminished the values and the morals that we should have been holding on to, slowly died down, you will always find innovations and that which leads you astray that will what? Become strong. It isn't necessarily that which relates to innovations only. You will always find the opposite. So that died, you find that the feminists, they emerged and they really, really spewed a lot of their nonsense and rubbish into society. So much so that the men began to be terrified of saying anything out of fear of being referred to as misogynists. People who are against women, they became terrified. Huh? Wallahu musta'an. So now as a response to that, you find a new group that has emerged. They are referred to or known as the Red Pill Movement. Ma'al asif al-shadeed. Who are what? The complete opposite, reactional, as a response to this movement that has been around for some time now. And they spew a whole load of nonsense as well. That which is against the Sharia. And you'll always find this when we look at the bid'ah of the murji'ah. You know, we hear this statement from time to time, right? When you try to advise somebody, akhi, don't judge me, you don't know what's in my heart. Someone might be uttering statements of shirk and kufr, and you advise him, he says, akhi, you know, la ilaha illallah, yani, you don't know what's in my heart. Right? This is even something that is quite prevalent today. You advise somebody, he's not doing this because he's trying to defend or propagate innovations. La, miskin ma ya'rif. He's ignorant. You try to advise him, he's committing all sorts of filth and evil and sins. He says to you, akhi, you don't know what's in my heart. Right? We don't just utter la ilaha illallah with our tongues and believe it in our hearts. It has to be followed up with actions. Right? When you look at the concept of iman, qawlun bil lisan wa amalun bil jawarih wa i'tiqadun bil qalb. The three components. Belief in the heart, utterance with the tongue, and also actions with the limbs. There has to be all three. There are three components that must go hand in hand with one another. Right? This is what started becoming a norm. Right? At the time. This is in ancient times, subhanAllah. And then who came out? The complete opposite, which was the Khawarij. Likewise, we see it today. You find that the feminists were, of course, not upon the correct path. I don't know what Gerenis is somehow, the feminists. They're the ones who are controlling everything now. They are destroying households. It started up with equal rights. We have to be equal. And now she wants more rights. You have the complete opposite that is now taking a stronghold, which is of course another extreme. And as Ibn al-Qayyim and also Ibn Taymiyyah and I believe also Ibn al-Jawzi, they all mention something that is similar. Shaytan does not care whether you go right wing or left wing, whether you become an extremist or you become a liberalist. He does not care. Normally when we speak about extremism, the first thing that comes to mind is those who are Khawarij. But also the opposite is true. And the shaitan doesn't care whether you water down the religion, you dilute it, or you go extreme. He doesn't care. Same to him. Right? وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. We made you a balanced nation in the middle. Not إفراط ولا تفريط. It has to be in the middle. Right? When this group emerged, you had a whole load of liberals, those who dilute and water down the religion. They come to text in the Quran and they say, wallahi, this is not applicable in today's day and age. This is khalas, too much, end of time, yeah? Huh? Time is finished, 2022 al Gujira. 2022, right? Waqtiyana Gujirna, all of this is what? Expired. Wallahi, nasma' hakada. Because of them running away from that extreme. La, even if that is an extreme, not everything that is done on that side is always wrong. Of course, we condemn it, we see it to be wrong. But that doesn't mean you have to leave off everything that is right as well. وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا. We made you a balanced nation. أي عَدْلًا خِيَارًا. So in these verses, brothers and sisters, we are given a characteristic and a trait of real men. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا لَا تَقُمْ فِيهِ أَبَدًا. Don't stand in these masajid that have been built to split the Muslims and to cause discord. Don't ever stand in there, O Muhammad. لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَن تَقُومَ فِيهِ. A masjid that has been built upon taqwa is more foremost that you stand in it. فيه رجال. There are men in there. يحبون أن يتطهروا. They love to purify themselves. والله يحب المطهرين. What kind of purification are we speaking about here? Smelling good? Yes, of course. But what is the main thing that we are referring to here in this ayah, تطهير القلب, to purify your heart from all types of filth and evil, right? When you look at this movement that has now emerged, there's a huge focus on perfecting your outer body. Huh? This is what is seen as masculine. Making sure you spend 8-9 hours in the gym so that you look like Hulk Hogan. Huh? This is what's being what? Venerated and glorified. That he is someone who is able to bench press 120 kilos. 8-9 hours we might spend in the gym perfecting the outer appearance. 120 kilos, 130 kilos is about to what? MashaAllah, tabarakAllah. But what about when it comes to the Fajr prayer? The blanket is only 500 grams. حَلَقَ رَبَابِسِنَ وَحِرْتَاسَ سَعَدُوا خَاضُهُ For Fajr prayer. 500 grams wire. Or less than 1 kilo. Especially in the summer is much more, less in weight. Right? There's a huge focus by this group on your outer body. If only we gave a fraction of that to the heart. And this is what ultimately matters, right? Hadith Abi Huraira fi Sahih Muslim. Inna Allah la yanzuru ila suwarikum wa la ila ajsadikum walakin yanzuru ila qulubikum wa ila a'malikum. Allah doesn't look at your outer appearance. He doesn't look at how big, how skinny, how black, how yellow, how white, how red you are. Allah doesn't look at that. But what does he actually look at? He looks at your heart and also ila amalik. In another hadith we are told, إِنَّهُ لَيُؤْتَى بِرَجُلٍ عَظِيمٍ سَمِينٍ. A big, fat, huge man will be brought on يوم القيامة. لَا يَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَحْ بَعُوضَهِ. He won't weigh the weight of the wing of a mosquito. That's how huge he is, but he won't weigh anything. Right? Even though he's so enormous. But then you have what? Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, who one time climbed on top of the tree. And then the wind came and exposed his shins. So some of the companions, they started laughing. فَضَحِكَ الْقَوْمِ They began to laugh. So the Prophet ﷺ asked, why are you guys laughing? They said, مِنْ دِقَّةِ سَاقَيْهِ Because of how thin his shins are. Prophet ﷺ said, لَهُمَ أَثْقَلُ فِي الْمِيزَانِ مِنْ أُحُدْ They are more heavy on the scale of good deeds than Uhud. Just his thins. Just his shins. So what is it that really matters? Is it an individual's outer body? 8-9 hours in the gym? But we can't give a fraction of that to the heart. Right? What is it that really matters? As Allah says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ Right? The day when your wealth and your children are not going to benefit you, except the one who comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or meets Allah azza wa jal with a qalb, with a heart that is what? Saleem, sound. It is pure from shirkiyat, from bid'ah, and also ma'asi. That which is going to what? Darken the heart. This is what he needs to worry about, cleansing from his heart. And by the way, brothers, I don't have anything against anyone who goes to the gym. Huh? You can go to the gym, right? And you can work out. Like if it reaches a point now where and you forget about the most important thing, which is your actions of the heart. Your heart becomes so tarnished. And we know as the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, أَلَا وَإِنَّ فِي الْجَسَدِ مُضْغَةً In your body there's a piece of flesh. If that becomes, إِذَا فَسَدَ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا فَسَدَتْ فَسَدَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ وَإِذَا صَلُحَتْ صَلُحَ الْجَسَدُ كُلُّهُ أَلَا هُيَ الْقَلْبِ If that becomes corrupt, everything else becomes corrupt. When your heart becomes corrupt, you will see it professing on your limbs, which is very well known. If that becomes rectified, everything else will follow. It all starts with the heart. It all starts with the heart. That's why even Shaykh Al-Islam Taymiyyah, he says, فَقَلَّ مَنْ تَجِدُ فِي اعْتِقَادِهِ فَسَادًا إِلَّا وَهُ يُظْهِرُ ذَلِكَ فِي عَمَلِهِ You will barely find an individual who has embraced corrupt beliefs, except that it will start to show on his limbs. Right? When you look at any misguidance that an individual is upon, it all started with the heart. Even when you look at the feminists now, right? When you look at the feminists, it started with the belief and then it started professing on the tongue. So much so she starts to question, this is not fair. لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظَّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ. The ratio of 2 to 1, this is not fair, this is unjust. استغفر الله العظيم. Right? Contesting why Allah said لِلذَّكَرِ مِثْلُ حَظِّ الْأُنْثَيَيْنِ, 2 for the boy and then 1 for the girl. This is not fair. Because it started with what? A belief. The heart embraced a doubt that she became exposed to, and then started what? Following up with actions on the tongue and the limbs. لكن بدأ بالقلب, it started with the heart. And that's with every misguided, even the atheist. Mulhidka. Right? The belief settled in his heart and then he started showing it on his limbs. But it all started with the heart. Right? Even when you look at Russia now that are fighting with Ukraine, it all started with the belief. We have the belief that we have to do this. If we don't do this, sasad'a, this will happen. And then that's why they took the gun and they started fighting. But it all started with the belief. The whole world, brothers and sisters, is run by what an individual believes. That's why they do stuff. And that's why things happen. Because of a belief. Israel doesn't do what they do except because of a belief. China doesn't do what it does except due to a belief that they have. And then it's followed up on the limbs. فالاعتقاد, and what settles an individual's heart, is extremely, extremely important that it is rectified. Otherwise, بلايدع. You will see all sorts of corruptions becoming extremely, extremely widespread. Right? So we are told, brothers and sisters, in this verse, فيه رجال, there are men. يحبون يتطهروا. They rectify their hearts. Right? Which leads then to a rectification of one's actions and that which he utters with his tongue. And I'll conclude with this one point. Right? It's being seen as something masculine to swear constantly on your tongue. Isn't that so? That you're seen as masculine that if you speak like AT, not that guy, Abu Taymiyyah, that's what AT stands for. Huh? But this other guy that has emerged that has the same initials, AT. Every other word that comes out of his mouth is an F word. Huh? Every other word, أفكي صباحي وعيتمويا. عيتني بلايك صباحويا. And they see this as something that is what? Masculine. To swear a lot. That makes you look like a man. Huh? This is not rectification of the tongue. Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, he said, كما جاء في الحديث الصحيح, ليس المؤمن بالطعاني ولا اللعاني ولا الفاحش البذيء. The believer is not someone who insults all the time or curses all the time. لعن, كثرة اللعن. ولا الفاحش, someone who speaks in a vulgar way. This is not the way of the believer. This is not being masculine. If anything, you're dropping in the eyes of Allah Azza wa Jal. And slowly removing yourself from the realm of believers. It's not something masculine. It's not something to actually be proud of. You are just killing your heart by speaking like that. Right? And what ultimately matters is what Allah Azza wa Jal thinks of you. Not what these individuals now have propagated into the public. مع الأسف الشديد, may Allah Azza wa Jal guide our shabab. And for all the elders who don't know what I'm speaking about, Nina Datku Usobahai. 11 billion views on TikTok. 11 billion views this guy has on TikTok. Just the other day I was checking some of the posts on Twitter. Everyone's watching him, Muslim and non-Muslim. Hada, there's a video that went round, Nin Olewediye, somebody was asked, who is your role model? He said, of course, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then he says, also Ninkan. Or Galke. Right? He's also mentioning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the same breath as Ninkan. مع الأسف. تتكلم في السنوين. Everybody's watching him. And they're taking him as a role model as how to become a man. And what his ideology, should I say, right, is built on, is men should go and commit fahisha. Zina. Huh? Hatanin ogala, he's a gal. Wagal, he says it is haram for a woman. Uzigo ogala. He's a non-Muslim, he says it's haram for a woman to sleep around, to commit fahisha, but it's okay for men, it's good. And men are watching it, thinking, yeah. He's speaking about working out and just, you know, When it comes to money, how to make money. But it involves all types of filth and evil and whatever have you. This is what the Shabab are looking at and so glued to. On every platform, YouTube, this guy took over. He has taken the internet by storm. Inshallah ta'ala, maybe one day we'll do a lecture on the sifat of rujula, how to be a man. Inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum wa ahsanallahu ilaykum. Jazakallah khair ala hadhi al-fursa tayyiba from our sheikh who gave me this opportunity. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jazakumullah khair for that wonderful talk, Abu Taymiyyah. Inshallah ta'ala, we're looking forward to seeing you later on as well after Salat al-Asr today. Inshallah, let us show our love to our Shaykh, inshallah ta'ala. Barakallahu feekum. Hayakumullah. Ustaz Abdul Salam is number one today. Inshallah.